Camarillas, the Threading of History. With a big wooden chest open on a deck, a hemp net filled the receptacle completely. It was a true work of art, measuring more than 35 meters long and 33 meters high. You opened it delicately whilst gazing at the tightly packed net inch by inch. It was the plot of land, your treasure, the inherited net of generation after generation of the family. It was the tiny part of a grand whole, the great purslane which was lowered every autumn collectively in the waters of the Camarinas River. You rolled the net around itself, turning it into a thick moving bobbin. The long snake of net would slither across your shoulders. On the beach, the dunes stretched across the horizon to leeward. The pinkish hue of dawn was visible on the peaks of sand as the sun rose. Using wooden needles and thread, you darned the rents in the fabric and then headed to the hills to collect great quantities of firewood and fill sacks with pine bark. It was like St. John's night with the bonfires warming the pots full of fresh water on the beach. You tipped the crushed pine bark in and boiled the nets, turning them a salmon color before letting them dry in the sun. You belong to the Virgin of the Mount Seafarers Guild. Except for the children and crippled sailors, it was a completely feminine environment. The men were called up to the war fleets of the Spanish Crown after conscription was introduced the previous year in coastal village. You supervised the work of Siguen de Rens. That's how it was. That's how many links there were in the chain. The purslane was more than a kilometer long, non-existent and ghostly during most of the year because it was shared out in family pieces. As watch person, you used to go to the mouth of the river to watch the seabirds hunting, the turbulence of the waters, the signs that saw the sardines were coming in. You load the sieve and the pinnacles and the launches to fence in the sardines by means of solidarity and community fishing methods. Men would return from battles made famous by history and get all the glory, the skill and dexterity of the woman was brushed under the carpet, and the man tried to erase it from history. The treasured net and you women had a parallel existence, forgotten and hidden away in wooden chests and houses. Perhaps they were acknowledged when engaged in their work with needle and thread to mend the nets. With the same skill, it is folded and put away in the chest.